I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's.
I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And it is Steve Sterling Day today.
Steve Daddy's back.
What has he got all for right. our picks of the week?
Oh, he was so hot last week. Hot. Here we go. Check that. Check out the odds here if you would, Jake. Make sure we get them correct. Hang on. We have Cincinnati at home versus University of Arizona.
Okay.
I've got Cincy favored by 5.5.
6.5 now.
6.5. Okay. Still, Cincinnati. Go Cincinnati. Go
cover?
Bearcats to cover. Bearcats to cover. Here's one that's probably won't catch a lot of action. Oregon State at Tulsa. Oregon State lost to winless Sam Houston. Tulsa favored by 1.5.
It's a change to 2.5 Oregon State.
2.5 Oregon State.
Oh.
Still.
That's suspect.
Then Oregon State to cover. Take Oregon State to rally back under Rob Akey's guidance.
Is that right?
And they're going to cover.
To win in Tulsa.
Would like to have gotten in on that one earlier because that was 1.5 Tulsa.
This is Shindy.
Shindaddy.
He's taking Oregon
Steve
State to win
Sterling
in Tulsa.
Yes. Yeah. It'll be a. That'll be a very tough.
It did
crowd.
Open. It did open 1.5 for.
I wonder what
correct.
Tickets are for that.
We need to find that. We need to StubHub that if we can, Jake. What will it cost to get a ticket to Oregon State at Tulsa?
I'm seeing tickets as low as $6 for ESPN here.
I don't think they'd even charge you $6. I think the ticket office just got to do one of these two. Just go on in. Just go on just in. Go,
thank
Jake
you
might
for being,
do that.
You're good. Here's $10 for here, you.
Yeah, just go on in like that. UTEP at Missouri State.
Okay.
UTEP at Missouri State. Missouri State was 4.5
yes,
favorite.
Yep, so that's correct.
Take Missouri State to cover. Missouri State to cover over UTEP. And then Middle Tennessee at Western Kentucky.
Get that
the
one.
Number was 13.5 Western Kentucky.
That's right.
Stick with that. Western Kentucky to cover.
To cover.
Western Kentucky to cover. Yeah, so that's the
two,
four.
Two games in Conference USA for, yes. for Shindaddy this week.
Yeah, he covers it very closely.
He does.
He does. He covers it very closely. And exactly. And then the Oregon State Tulsa is probably one of the better ones. That's for sure. To see what that. I wonder what that.
What
that's
a game.
It's 2-8 Oregon State versus 2-7 Tulsa.
Yes.
What a game. What
Tulsa
game.
Beat Oklahoma State this year. Remember that?
Yes.
On Friday Night Football.
They did. Beat him. That was the end, basically.
That was when he got fired.
And it should be.
Thank you to Steve Sterling, Midwest Bank. It's time to talk to Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. Mid-November.
Morning.
How locked in you right now for this weekend's games, Lee?
Dolphins are locked in, so I'm locked in. So
apparently so.
Can't avoid it.
Chris Greer is gone, and things are good now in Miami, apparently. Can win football. They can beat the Bills by 17 points all of a sudden. Out of nowhere.
Great. It was incredible. It's always fun to beat the Bills, right?
Absolutely. No apologies for the draft spot. We're trying to win football games still, and they won.
Right.
So they play Dolphins. We'll get to that in a second, but they will play overseas this week. But let's get to college football off the bat, Lee.
Yep.
Notre Dame. 11.5 point favorites against Pitt tomorrow. Can they cover 11.5, Lee?
Well, their coach, Pat Narduzzi, said it's not that important the game, but right. Trust me, they go head to head for a lot of players. It's important. I love his young freshman quarterback. If they were playing on the road, they might be in real trouble, but you know, they're going to hit on some plays. I mean, they've got a good enough running game, and passing game has really come on, and the defensive line is good. Problem is, Notre Dame just has no weaknesses here. If Pat Narduzzi, and they have the toughest schedule, I think, to finish the season, they got to play here at home at Georgia Tech and Miami. 7-2. He goes 7-5. 11th year, I think he might be giving his pink slip. So this game's important, but I just think that Carr and Love, running back and quarterback, just that good here. And, I mean, they're beating even like USC by double digits. They're average winning by 26 points per game. It'll be close for a while. Then Notre Dame pulls away 35-20.
35-20 Notre Dame. Now, Texas, Lee, has been flirting with disaster all year long. Almost lost to Mississippi State, right. Almost lost to Kentucky. They're still right now in the playoff conversation. They're in it as of right now. They are 6.5-point dogs to Georgia tomorrow. Do they keep their season alive, Lee?
So I love rematch games where the team that lost the year before came in overconfident, and that was Texas last year. They were number one in the country. And from the second series on, Georgia dominated. The final score was 30-15, but there was no doubt that Georgia was probably a 3, 4, 5 touchdown better team in that game last year. So now the Longhorns are the desperate team, given little chance of pulling off the upset. Georgia right now almost a 92% chance of making the college football playoffs. Quarterback Connor Stockton's looked great since halftime of that Auburn game. They're offensive coordinator Mike Bobo, who I've been on about his play calling, he has improved recently. Here's the kicker in this game. Georgia has 2 weeks to prepare for this game. I think they're going to pick apart every snap of Gunnar Stockton since he became the starter, and they're going to find some looks and some schemes that give him problems. And you got to play with emotion. I think Texas is going to bring it here. I don't think Georgia's that good to all of a sudden start laying almost a touchdown to quality teams. And Arch Manning, he's found some success recently. Wrong team favorite.
Whoa.
Texas straight up 31-28. Yep. I would play half your wager on Texas plus 6.5 and the other half on them on the money line. If it hits, anyone can join me over the holidays, Christmas holidays. And meet me in the Bahamas. We'll have some fun.
You say 31-28, Lee, was that the pick?
Yep. 30,
okay,
yep.
31-28, Texas. We're going to the Bahamas with Lee.
Yeah, that'd be fun. I'd like to do
that'd
that.
That'd be fun.
We talk about the Pinewood Derby.
You guys ever been there?
No.
Never been.
Oh, wow. We'll have to get
Water's
there soon.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Okay.
From Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, USC, 6.5-point favorites against Iowa. Could be a very soggy game in L.A.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Does that matter in this game?
I think it does some. Yes. You know, I loved USC if the weather was great. Looks like it's going to rain nonstop for 3 days there. Certainly you would think that gives Iowa an advantage, but maybe not as much as you think. USC, top two running backs, King Miller and Wayman Jordan, have combined for over 1,200 rushing yards this year, 10 touchdowns, and they average 7.9 and 6.5 yards per carry. What makes this USC team different this year is they can play some defense. Last year, only 21 sacks on the year. This year, already 3 sacks per game and averaging 1 interception per game. So I know Iowa has looked good, but, you know, they're in off a crushing loss. They're out of the playoffs now. And USC at home, 5-0 straight up, 4-1 against the spread. And the only non-cover was a 75-yard bomb with 2 minutes left versus Michigan State. So I think USC, even with the weather, probably the right side here, 30-20.
30-20 USC, yep, over Iowa. To the NFL, yep. Lee, Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites against the Broncos.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. This holiday season, what does comfort look like for you? Is it giving family and friends a restful night's sleep so they can wake up refreshed for the holiday traditions? Is it sharing cozy mornings with the people you love? Or is it slowing down and finding calm amid the chaos? This year, you can create your natural holiday oasis with Avocado Green Mattresses, which helps transform your home into a peaceful, grounding retreat made with certified organic and sustainably sourced materials. From breathable bedding to handcrafted mattresses, Avocado is all about true comfort. You can rest, recharge, and wake up refreshed all season long. Are you hosting some loved ones? Avocado helps you create a warm, inviting home where everyone sleeps well and feels cared for. Prioritize rest and recharge with Avocado's organic comfort. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today to create your natural oasis and save big during their holiday sale. Avocado, dream of better. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This week they have dominated the Broncos for years. Does that domination keep going this weekend?
I think this is going to be a low scoring game. Looks like Patrick Surtain second's going to be back at cornerback. That's what the word is, and their defense is already very good, borderline great. They might be the best in the NFL with them. They have pass rushers, edge rushers. Few teams have that can really get after Patrick Mahomes here. And obviously, Denver's having trouble on offense. They're going to have to get Bo Nix out on an island, make him put some pressure on the defense. And if you move the pocket, it does give Kansas City's defense some problems here. So low-scoring game. I think, you know, it's probably a game decided by the last possession, maybe the last play. So give me the 4 points in Denver here. I think they pulled the upset. Another wrong team favored. Denver straight up 17-16.
17-16 Broncos. First ever game in Madrid, Spain is happening Sunday. That's the Dolphins.
Wow.
2-point favorites against the Commanders, who are struggling right now. Both teams not playing well. Dolphins had a nice win. Commanders got blown out by the Lions. Do the Dolphins keep the magic rolling in Spain,
Lee? Yeah. Dolphins defense hasn't been good, but improved, especially last week, giving up 26.4 points per game. Washington's defense is giving up 35.8 points per game. They're going to have trouble with Miami's frequently used 21 personnel with the fullback and the power running game with Devin Achane here. I think that they're going to be able to get 5, 6, 7 yards, a lot on first down, even the first offensive lineman coming around here. And they move the ball between the 30s, Marcus Mariota does, but just can't put it in the end zone very often. They're also going to be without Terry McLaurin here. I like Miami. Miami wins another game here. They're going to tease some people. Mm-hmm. First win, first game in Spain, 31-24. The right team is favorite, Dolphins big.
31-24, Dolphins. Last game, back to college, Lee. Alabama 6-point favorites over Oklahoma on Saturday. Where do you see this one playing?
Huge game here. Anyone wants to get it for free? I think there's a clear right side to this game. Just call 800-400-9741. Again, the number, 800-400-9741. You want to get this game for free? Want to roll NFL 31-9 run? Let's call Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 selections every single Sunday. They're ready to go right now. We text them out on late Thursday or Friday mornings. Just $197, 5 selections for 4 weeks. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat
Thank
with you again next Friday.
Okay, see you guys.
That's Lee Sterling, Paramount.
It'd be fun to go to the Bahamas with Lee.
That'd be great.
We'd talk about the Pinewood Derby.
He was runner-up nationally, is that right?
Yes,
nationally. It was in Vegas, wasn't it? I think
Sterling
they went to Vegas.
Was runner-up nationally. Okay, Notre Dame.
Yes, to recap Lee's picks.
Notre Dame,
11.5-point favorites, has them winning and covering against Pitt, 35-20.
The whole world is pulling for Pitt.
Why is that?
Except for Notre Dame fans, obviously.
Why is that?
They want Notre Dame out of the playoffs. because that frees up a lot, like Miami, teams of that nature. Someone's sitting there at Utah, all these teams, like they need Notre Dame out. And out this does it.
I don't mind Notre Dame not being in the playoff. I don't. Texas.
Texas as 6.5-point dogs, he says. They win outright against Georgia, 31-28.
That's between the hedges.
Between the hedges.
On the road in Athens.
Well, you know, Alabama went there and beat them on the road. So it's possible.
In a rainy game in L.A., USC covering 6.5 points, beating Iowa 30-20.
Now, I don't see the score being that high.
That seems a little high.
That high, maybe. But Lee's hit on this. That, you know, what does USC do? They run the ball.
Yeah.
And so this isn't like, oh, man, we throw it all over the place. No, they run the football.
They also give up yards on the ground, though. I think Iowa can make hay.
I agree.
Maybe enough hay. I don't know if enough hay, but I'll be watching it.
To the NFL.
On Big Ten Network.
On BTN at 2:30.
BTN, 2:30.
Not CBS, not NBC. Yeah, watching BTN. Rick Pizzo, Dave Revson. Yeah,
Pizzo's not doing the game, though, is he?
I just like saying Pizzo.
No, he's not.
Pizzo doesn't do games.
He's a studio guy. Studio. He's very good, though. Rick Pizzo.
Pizzo's not doing the game.
No, he's not, but he's good. He has the Broncos.
Pizzo!
The Broncos are 3.5-point dogs against the Chiefs. He has them beating them 17-16 Denver over the Chiefs.
How the Chiefs would that be lost that would four?
No, it'd be number five. That'd be 5-5 KC.
That's trouble, right? Yes. Weren't we just talking about them being the best team in the NFL?
Yes.
What's going on here? There's some confusion.
I don't know, but the Broncos have just been, they've not been lighting it up at all.
Their offense has fallen apart.
Their offense has been just horrific.
Can you explain this to me? Why we were just talking a couple weeks ago about the Chiefs?
It was. Like they were back, and they might be the best team.
Yeah, they looked dominant for a couple weeks, and then they kind of came back to earth.
They lost their first two, and then all of a sudden they came back right going, oh, man, they look incredible.
Chiefs did not play. They had a bye week last week. Before that, they lost to
the Bills.
Yeah.
But what?
I don't think they're going to lose that game. The Chiefs are not going to 5-5.
If you want to load up on cash right there,
okay.
I'm sure Shin Daddy would agree with this. The Dolphins look like a slam dunk.
Seriously?
The Dolphins feel really good about themselves. They just had a win. They're going to be in great – and the Commanders are as upside down as they can possibly be right now. They can't – they don't have the personnel on defense. They've lost their quarterback. It just does not scream good at all.
You know, I am a negative – person with the Dolphins, yes. but
I've never
noticed. You never noticed. That's your way to win, Jake. However, if I talk bad about the Dolphins, then they win.
However, I would agree with that assessment. I expect the Dolphins to beat the Commanders. They are
handily
in disarray. Jaden Daniels is not playing.
Who is
it? Marcus Mariota.
Oh,
who's still in the league? Still there.
He has to have some gray, right?
I mean, he's probably got some gray.
He's got.
Can't say too much right now. Like that, Flacco's like 10 years older than him.
He is,
and killing it.
Lee says Dolphins covered 2.5, 31-24 in Spain. 8:30 kickoff this time Sunday.
Three dog night.
If you want Alabama, Oklahoma,
been to Spain.
800-400-9741 or ParamountSports.com. Thank you to Lee for joining us.
Lee's great.
He is.
He's great. Interesting scores today. I don't know Texas. We'll see what Marty says about that.
We will. Marty will answer
the
all
Marty
questions.
Party, by the
Remember,
way,
Marty's
is at
coming
8:05
in.
Today. He's coming in.
Did you tell him
via
to stay in his office because he went to the boardroom last
at
time?
He's at his
vacation house. Is he at a vacation house?
I think he's in Atlanta at his brother-in-law's, and they're going to Athens tomorrow. Yeah, he's at Bruce's house. But
Bruce was here, right? That Bruce?
No, not that Bruce. It's his brother-in-law, Bruce. Oh,
I cannot wait to see Marty.
Angie's brother.
Okay, gotcha.
So he said they'll have a setup, a nice setup. Angie assured me that the setup will be good. Angie's Marty's wife.
Well, before we get to break, the three words, Bill, you don't want to hear in IT are what?
I've been hacked.
God dang it.
We got to make sure Marty does not get hacked.
Marty
in 20
can't
minutes,
get hacked.
On.
Lee Sterling can't get hacked. Oh,
they work with our friends at Applied Connective Technologies.
Can you imagine being held hostage?
What if Jamie Bro got hacked?
Yeah, all of a sudden, like that. Hey, listen, tell guys do not come over to the bird. We got hacked. We can't get into our anything computer wise. So now we can't have hash holes.
No hash holes today.
No hash. Imagine that one.
That would not happen on this watch. Yeah. No way. Because they live with their friends at Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties. Of the state, 99.8% retention rate.
as Bill said, went up 0.1% last week.
Yeah, they're knocking it out of the park. Thank you so much.
They manage all things Will, IT and cybersecurity.
Out of Fullerton.
Free consultation available at AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Bills Thrills Monster Matches. That's next on Early Break on the Ticket.